Life isn't something that happens to us. It's something we actively shape through our willingness to learn. Eleanor Roosevelt discovered this truth through decades of personal experience. Having faced extraordinary challenges, from crippling childhood fears to the pressures of public scrutiny, she developed a philosophy centered on approaching each day as an educational adventure. The essence of living well, she found, isn't about avoiding difficulties, but about developing the courage to learn from them. The most valuable quality we can develop isn't intelligence or talent, it's curiosity. When we approach life with genuine wonder, every person becomes a potential teacher and every situation a learning opportunity. As a child, Roosevelt didn't just visit Venice, she absorbed its essence through wide-eyed exploration. She didn't merely tour Mount Vesuvius, she investigated it with the enthusiasm of a scientist. This approach was crystallized when her French teacher tore up a paper that merely regurgitated lecture notes, challenging her, "Why was your mind given you but to think things out for yourself?" Throughout her life, Roosevelt made a practice of drawing wisdom from everyone she met, keeping her mind perpetually elastic, growing in wisdom even as her body aged. What holds us back isn't our circumstances, but our fears. Roosevelt understood this personally, describing her childhood as one long battle against fear. Terrified of darkness, mice, and more, she conquered each fear through direct confrontation. A pivotal memory illustrates her approach, trembling while going alone through a dark house to fetch ice from the backyard. That night, she discovered she could face darkness. Every time you meet a situation you thought was the end of the world, but you went through it, she reflects, you realize you can keep going. This philosophy, that we gain strength by doing what frightens us, became her life's mantra. You must do the thing you think you cannot do. When visiting a mental hospital during World War I, she confronted her fear of insanity by walking among patients, including a sailor, repeating orders from Dunkirk. The experience taught her how differently people face disasters, some with quiet courage, others with magnificent resilience. We all have the same daily hours. The difference lies in how we use them. Roosevelt learned that time management isn't about cramming in more activities, but aligning moments with values. While raising 5 children amid endless demands, she developed systems to distinguish genuine emergencies from routine challenges. Her most valuable insight? True freedom requires structure. Without self-imposed discipline, we drift aimlessly. By establishing routines for necessary tasks, she created space for meaningful pursuits. The most unhappy people, she observed, are those facing days without purpose. Women feeling empty after children leave home likely limited their interests while raising them. Roosevelt advocated developing family-shared interests that provide continuity while allowing natural growth. Maturity isn't defined by age or accomplishments, but by developing certain qualities. Thinking beyond absolutes, remaining objective despite emotional involvement, seeing both good and bad in all situations, and walking humbly through life. At its core, maturity requires honest self-knowledge, understanding what truly motivates your actions. This self-awareness reveals both limitations and untapped strengths. Happiness emerges naturally when we focus on being useful to others, not by pursuing it directly. Self-absorption leads to death, while service leads to fulfillment. Roosevelt identified 4 requirements for happiness: honesty, doing your best, the ability to love, and feeling useful. Contributing meaningfully to others' lives fulfills both our obligation and reward. She illustrated this with a story of a woman who, after losing her husband and wealth, chose self-pity and invalidism for attention despite having means and health that could have made her an excellent executive. The need to be needed runs deep within us, explaining why there's often less delinquency among the poor. Their children feel essential to family survival. Being useful justifies our existence, though recognizing genuine needs remains challenging. when subway passengers united to free a trapped girl before returning to normal behavior, they demonstrated how our noblest instincts emerge in crises. In those moments of working beyond themselves, they touched happiness. In a world pushing conformity, maintaining individuality requires vigilance. Your life is truly yours only when lived by your own standards. Adopting others' values means surrendering your integrity. Roosevelt carefully navigated when to conform and when to stand firm. When asked about capital punishment during the Lindbergh kidnapping case, she expressed her genuine opposition, triggering fierce criticism. Today's conformity pressures are more insidious than historical threats, offering belonging at the cost of uniqueness. While social conformity based on manners and kindness matters, never alter your core convictions to match others. Living steadfastly by principles earns respect. You cannot and should not try to please everyone. Express your personality authentically through clothing, home decoration, and life decisions. Remember, you have both the right and obligation to be an individual. Without your unique contribution, the world is diminished. If you don't make up your own mind, someone else will do it for you. No one accomplishes anything truly meaningful alone. Even Lincoln, Gandhi, and Churchill needed followers to achieve results. The foundation of all relationships is genuine interest in others as fellow travelers with rich inner lives. When you focus on someone authentically, even briefly, you create lasting connections. Wounded World War II soldiers remembered Roosevelt's hospital visits in remarkable detail years later. The real treasure in human interaction comes from approaching each person with curiosity about their unique qualities. This requires good listening and putting yourself in another's place. Roosevelt understood miners' families during the Depression not through reports, but by sitting with their wives and seeing their conditions firsthand. In our interconnected world, respectful interaction with people from different backgrounds is crucial. Simple gestures like Roosevelt using chopsticks in Japan or adopting Indian greetings demonstrate respect that yields tremendous goodwill. Life's greatest adventure isn't climbing mountains, it's discovering the infinite variety of human experience through genuine connection. Maturity means accepting others without trying to remake them in your image. Forcing change destroys someone's essential individuality. The mature person understands that life requires constant readjustment, a skill women historically developed more readily than men as they adapted their ambitions to accommodate others, while men expected the world to adjust to them. Each new learning reorganizes your entire knowledge framework, a private revolution that never ends. Yet many fear change, viewing the unknown as hostile. Each age is an undiscovered country we explore like adventurers, making life's journey exciting rather than a dull march. How many people say, "I can't," rather than "I can't try," never discovering their capabilities? Are you investing in what truly matters, or letting precious moments slip away like sand? What fears are holding you back? Could the very things you're avoiding contain the lessons most essential to your growth? By approaching each person with respect and curiosity, we enrich their lives while deepening our own.